Hello, Tom Kindred here, host of the new podcast, Small Biz Florida, covering all things business in the state of Florida. One of the primary reasons Small Biz Florida was created by the Florida SBDC at Indian River State College was to provide a channel in which to communicate in a timely and efficient manner information important to Florida's small business community. Florida's small businesses are already beginning to feel the effects of the COVID-19 issue. Small Biz Florida will be utilizing this podcast platform to provide information regarding business continuation, Florida small business disaster, and SBA economic injury loan information. Stay tuned to Small Biz Florida as the Florida SBDC Network will be updating these special edition episodes of the podcast regularly over the coming days.
This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast designed and produced specifically for Florida small business owners and entrepreneurs. Small Biz Florida, talk that works for Florida. This podcast is supported by the Florida SBDC Network, providing the tools, strategies, and expertise to help Florida's business community thrive. Visit the Florida SBDC online at www.floridasbdc.org or contact your local office and get started on your path to success today.
And we are back. This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast and broadcast that's all things business in the state of Florida. And I've got with me my co-host for both our regional radio show, Small Biz Florida, and a co-host that's with me every now and again on the podcast, Mr. Greg Wyatt. Welcome again, and thanks for helping out today with
Thank
the podcast, Greg.
Yeah.
So one of the primary reasons that we created the radio show, which we did many years ago, and one of the primary reasons we created the podcast was so that we could quickly disseminate information to the local marketplace, small business owners, especially in times of need. Our region and of course, the state of Florida over the last decade has seen a number of hurricanes and storms and disasters that required the SBDC to go into action. The SBDC is the primary point of contact for the Florida Emergency Bridge Loan. And we also work hand in hand with the SBA in the economic injury and physical injury SBA loans that take place during a disaster. And of course, as everyone knows, we are in the middle of the coronavirus event and issue right now. And again, that's going to require the SBDC to take action and be there to support the local marketplace and frankly support with the 9 centers across the state of Florida, support the Florida business marketplace and small business owners across the entire state. So with that, we have created a special edition of Small Biz Florida, the podcast and broadcast, to talk about business continuation and business continuity, some of the services offered at the local Florida SBDC regional offices across the state. And so we'll talk about business continuity, and within a couple of days we'll also do another special edition of Small Biz Florida, the podcast and broadcast, where we're going to talk about the loans that are available through the SBA and get everybody updated on all that. We've got with us today a standout business consultant who is with the Florida SBDC at UNF. That's University of North Florida up in Jacksonville. And it is Miss Kathy Hagan. And Kathy is the resident expert in the area of business continuity. Welcome to the podcast and broadcast, Kathy.
Thanks, Tom. I'm happy to be here, and I'm about resident expert, but been doing this a long time, so you kind of accumulate knowledge.
That's perfect. I want to start real quick by making sure that folks know the most important thing that we really need to know at this point is that we really need businesses to get out there and fill out the business damage assessment form. The business damage assessment survey. You can access that at floridadisaster.biz and then click on the icon that says business disaster assessment. The more businesses that get out there and complete that survey, that's going to give current, up-to-date data back into the state of Florida. They're going to know what kind of economic injury we have going on out there for businesses. So it is so important that that the marketplace and small business owners understand, get out and get that survey filled out. It can be done online. That is, again, floridadisaster.biz, and then find the icon business damage assessments, and it's a survey. And so if you're experiencing a loss of revenue, loss of bookings, vendors aren't able to supply goods for your business, any sort of economic injury that your business is facing right now, we need to get that survey filled out. So the state of Florida and the agencies that support the small business community understand what's out there and can deploy and implement and the appropriate kind of financial programs we need to support the small business community. So with that,
that's a great lead in to business continuity plans, which yes. should come long before
Right.
In the ideal world.
Exactly. we're a little behind in talking about it, but I don't think it's ever too late to talk about business continuity. It is
I think it's actually a good way to reminder to small business owners that to have a plan in place before a disaster, whether it be natural or man-made or weather or disease. If the more you have in place before that, the better the plan to stay in business, because that's really the key to business continuity planning, is how do I stay in business?
Right. Well, let's start real quickly. We're going to get into the business continuity plan, but let's start real quick, Kathy, with you, just a little background on you and kind of your pathway to the SBDC at UNF and your pathway into the area of business continuity.
Okay. I have been around, I've started to say a long time now, because when I say that I've been here for 26 years, it makes me sound really old. But worked with the SBDC for the last, quarter of a century or more, started with business planning. And then I think it was, 2004, when there were like three or four hurricanes that came across the state of Florida. That's when we really, the Florida SBDC really got involved in disaster preparedness and disaster response. So we did a lot of help people with SBA loans at that time and developing plans for the future. And so we got on a roadshow basically to teach that mantra, if you will. And then in 2005, Hurricane Katrina came along, and so myself and several of my colleagues throughout the state were deployed over to New Orleans and worked at a business recovery center helping businesses recover. And it was really, that was probably the biggest thing that pointed out to me that, some kind of plan in place, no matter how big, really can help you transition, to the, simple things like knowing where your financial records are or knowing what your insurance covers or who your insurance company is, and having a communication tool where you can find your employees, you can find your vendors, you can talk to your banker. That was kind of the impetus for developing, kind of a program for business continuity.
Right.
We've been doing that here for a long time.
Yeah. So there's a kind of a scary statistic out there in the world of business continuation and business continuity that about 40% of businesses, that get involved in these disasters and have to potentially close even temporarily, never reopen. Right. So this
Absolutely.
Is so important. So Kathy, kind of take us from the beginning. What is business continuity and what is the service provided by Florida SBDC centers?
Okay, so business continuity, I'll go back to that, a plan to stay in business. We have the business plan and the business model of how we're making money, but really we're just translating that into, how do we stay in business through a disruption, and disruptions of any kind, whether, again, the man-made, weather, or as we have now, the coronavirus, where it's really, really having an impact on the nation, if you will. Three major items that you're going to address in business continuity planning. And so we're going to look at people, we're going to look at processes, and we're going to look at assets. and they all start to blend, will eventually blend together. But those are the three categories. And if we start with people, which are, the most important, and we'll start with employees, and particularly in the scenario that we're in now is how do we make sure that our employees are safe, are well, they have the plan in place to take care of themselves, their family. So really making sure that your employees have some type of disaster plan, if you will, as to, do they have all the resources that they need to survive and take care of their families. So making sure, that's all, defined. You also want to probably review your employee policies, particularly in this scenario, in terms of, can they work at home? Do they have access to the tools they need in order to do that? Do you need them to be, at work? In which case, how do you arrange that so that it's fair and safe? Just coming up with that, the structure of making sure that your employees, number one, are safe, and number two, can be productive if possible. And along, really close to that is communication. So developing, that communication tree and everybody knowing who to be in contact with, I think that's a really critical piece of it. So number one is in employees, in my mind, particularly in this scenario where, if people are sick, they can't work. But if we go to the next one, and you feel free to jump in anytime, Tom, because if you don't stop me, I talk fast.
It's quite all right. We're here to learn about this whole issue because it's important right now. So keep moving.
Right. So then our other key piece then would be customers, right? So we could be perfectly fine in our little world, but if our customers are impacted by a disaster, then they're not going to come and do business with us. I was just talking to one of my clients today who owns a restaurant, and all his employees are just fine, he said, but they're having a big time at lunch just kind of talking and catching up with each other because there are no customers coming to his business.
Right.
Where are the customers? How do you encourage them to come to you, that you're safe, that you have the resources that they need, and a lot of it is communication. So in a disaster scenario, if it does impact your business, if you have a process where you can communicate with your key customers to say, hey, we may not be open now, but we will be shortly, or these are the resources that we have. For instance, us here at the SBDC, our university says we don't want visitors coming to our university, so we have now flip-flopped and we're doing virtual consulting. So we through Zoom, through Skype, through conference calls. So we've communicated to our customers that we can still do business. It's just a little bit different.
Keeping in
mind what we can do for them.
And same theory would hold true for a business. You've got to look for alternative ways, maybe delivery services, again, online ordering, drop shipping. So, again, for a business, it's got to look for alternative ways to deal with customers. Is that fair?
Absolutely. So we just want to, and the main thing is to maintain that communication so that they know what to expect and they know that you're going to be around, and so they have that loyalty and they're going to stay with you. I think that's a really critical piece.
I was talking to a media friend of mine in Southern California, and apparently this COVID-19 has really affected like Chinese and Vietnamese restaurants in Southern California, where
Absolutely. They
are ready to shutter, that there's just nobody's going in there,
right?
Because they're
right. Afraid
of catching this thing.
Right.
Absolutely. It's the image. It's the,
Perception is reality, right.
It's totally true. So the challenge for those restaurants and other people within that are feeling that effect is they've got to communicate. Again, if you go back to your core customers who have been, ideally they're, some that have known you, loved you, trusted you for years and years and years, is to make sure they help you communicate that we're fine just because we serve, Chinese food or whatever it is doesn't mean that we're tainted in any way. We are open for business. All our employees are fine. We pay attention to cleaning. We always have been a clean place. We always done great sanitation. That hasn't changed. So so we're safe.
Okay.
So and any way to get that message out, I think, helps.
Okay.
Maybe not in the immediate time, like right now when this is all over,
right,
the media, if you will, but in the future, you know, okay, once things have settled down, say, hey, please come back, and this is why.
So that's the people part of all this. I think you said processes.
Right.
What's where are we at with the processes?
Well, I got one more people that is related to processes.
All right.
And that would be your vendors and your suppliers.
Good point.
So making sure that you communicate with them, that you understand what their sources are, and the time of delivery. Making sure you have some backup suppliers, perhaps if somebody bails out on you. I think that's an important piece of it as well, which then is related to processes. And so this is where a business owner and their team can get together on a sunny day when there's not a big disaster looming, and sit down and document the critical processes that make the business work, that help you make money. That's the key thing. And so defining what those processes are, and what are the critical points of failure. And it could be that there's only one employee in the house that knows how to do it. Could be that there's some essential equipment or technology that might impact it. And then what are the plans to mitigate that risk?
Yeah.
So I think that becomes an important part of the process as well.
Okay.
So they're the people that fall into the processes. And then also, in addition to the productivity piece of it, it's the administrative functions that are so important to making the business work. Like, how are your employees going to get paid? And how are you going to document information? And how are you going to communicate with your banker? Those types of things kind of fall into place as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's understanding the what the processes are and who's involved and how we can keep them keep them moving.
Okay,
it's really critical. So and then the last one that we had, which also related to all of these things, is protecting assets, financial resources. So somehow within your plan, having some kind of cash reserve somewhere, so that you potentially can continue to pay your employees, you can still pay your rent, you can still make your loan payments, those types of things. That's something to consider, and then, or, again, protecting your facilities, any kind of mitigation that you can do in terms of protecting from flood or hurricane damage, if that happened to be the disaster, or in this case, making sure that everything is sanitized, so that when people come in, they feel safe. Coming up with some types of plans in that case, and this goes back to talking to your insurance company, insurance agent, to see what's in place to protect you with those items.
Small business owners, again, obviously, I was one. Every day has its own set of challenges, but of course, when disasters like a natural disaster, hurricane, floods, droughts, diseases that we're dealing with today, the coronavirus, these make the job even a little more difficult. But small business owners really are a resilient, group of folks.
Absolutely.
But even though they are resilient and are kind of thick-skinned and can get through some things, trying to maneuver through something like this, I mean, really can be a pretty daunting task. I mean, we're seeing suppliers that you mentioned. I mean, if you can't get your supplies, well, then you don't have any inventory to sell. Restaurants are certainly going to get, kind of hammered in this because people are not going to want to go out.
Absolutely.
Around our region, sporting events have been canceled. And, of course, that's just a total trickle-down problem there, because you cancel the sporting events, now the restaurants, now the convenience stores, the gas stations, all of those things that support all those folks attending these events are now not going to have that kind of revenue stream.
Plus, down here with all spring training,
right,
all of the hourly employees of the baseball teams that are practicing here, and that could be 100 or 150 employees per day.
So as resilient as small business owners are, I mean, this is going to be a tough one to deal with. And again, there is help out there. And what I want folks to kind of take away, and Kathy, this is your area and field of expertise. I mean, there are strategies, tactics, out there to help businesses get through, and a big part of that you know, strategy and tactic is to engage with the SBDC. There is
there's a
real school of thought behind business continuity. Is that right?
Right. And I think it's in large part what the consultants with the SBDC do in good days and in bad days is be a good outside looking in, if you will, for a business owner to help them, you know, get a handle of, you know, what are those key processes and what are some strategies, some alternatives, and get them to think beyond the day-to-day, because sometimes it's easy to get caught up in that, you know, business is doing just fine, so no reason to think otherwise. So we are just a great, you know, sounding board, brainstorming, looking at the what-ifs. And when we're talking to business owners about business continuity, sometimes in the world of business continuity and disaster preparedness, it's not the most attractive topic to attract people to.
Right.
You know, usually in the world of hurricanes, we can always attract people to a workshop if there's a named storm.
Right.
So I think right now we have a named storm,
yes.
You know, by the coronavirus. But we have to educate people on the importance of planning before, and an event like this kind of, you know, brings that to light. So again, the SBDC, the consultants are great, again, at the get them to think, get the outside looking in kind of piece, and then introducing them to what resources are out there to help.
Right.
And Tom, you mentioned earlier on that there's some discussion now about the SBA's Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program, which is not yet approved for the state of Florida, but we're just waiting on we're seeing what the governor has to say about that. And the more customers or business owners can fill out that business assessment survey that you mentioned, that's you know, the more likely that'll move forward.
Kathy, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
You mentioned you really came to being in a way during the hurricanes of 2004, and those are direct hits here. But this thing is so radically different from what we've been through in all of the hurricanes that have hit us here on the Treasure Coast.
It is totally different.
Yeah,
I am not about to say that I'm the expert in that. That's why I changed that earlier on.
Right. You know, hurricanes tend to be this, you know, short term. We fix the glass, we fix the doors, we replenish the store, and we're back up and running. This,
exactly.
You know, we often talk about this. This is sort of like the algae problem we had. It sort of could be a long term problem.
Oh yeah,
that we can't fix with short term solutions. But again, as we kind of bring to close our segment here, there are going to be some specific programs that could potentially help businesses, and things are so fluid right now. By the time we upload this podcast, things may have changed, but for the moment, we know that there are potential loans going to be activated in the state of Florida, either through the SBA or through you know, state resources, the DEO, potentially the Florida Emergency Bridge Loan. So again, all of those kinds of support pieces are part of that business continuity plan, are they not, Kathy?
Yes, they are. So again, part of the business continuity is being aware of the resources that you have, you know, if you're impacted by a disaster. So more internally for a business, you know, having close relationship with your insurance agent, and having a meeting with them on an annual basis to review what's covered and some opportunities to, you know, enhance coverage. Making sure you have conversations with your banker about your cash flow and your ability to access additional cash if needed. And then the Small Business Development Center is really the knowledge base, if you will, for finding out information about the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, which is the SBA loan program.
Right.
And that is the trigger. That has to be approved before the state Emergency Bridge Loan Program will be launched.
Well, I think,
and in fact, business owners have to apply for the SBA loan before they're eligible to apply for the state bridge loan. So SBDC is their touch point for that information.
Absolutely. And I think as of the production of this particular segment of Small Biz Florida, I think the president has declared a national emergency. So things are going to start to happen very quickly, and we here at Small Biz Florida will respond as quickly as we can to getting out as you know, as current of information as we can, as quickly as can as we can. But I think, again, I think our purpose with this kind of our first coronavirus, you know, reaction podcast is to let people know that, that there are some there is help out there.
Absolutely.
There is professional help. There is absolutely a pathway and strategies and tactics to prepare a business to deal with a disaster like this. And people like Kathy Hagen are on the front lines of that help.
Absolutely. We will support them in helping them make decisions. I don't know that we can make it. We can solve all the problems, but we can help them come up with solutions to survive.
And there are nine centers across the state of Florida, all hosted and housed at academic institutions. You know, everyone in the state of Florida is somewhat closely, you know, situated in close proximity to an SBDC center. You can always find out where there is a Florida SBDC center by going to that FloridaSBDC.org website. And if you look at that website and you click on services, there is a section there on business continuity. So you can kind of see some of the points that are Kathy covered today about a business continuity plan, and you can also find out where the closest Florida SBDC center is to you. And Kathy, I guess in a situation like this, normally it's a little bit of a process to get involved and engaged with the SBDC center. You know, you make an appointment. You know, normally people are in a planning stage. They're building a business plan, looking to open a business, looking to expand. But in times like this, is the strategy a little changed up for people like you? Will you see people kind of on a fairly quick basis? Or how does that all work in terms of engagement at, under a disaster like this?
Well, I think it's still a matter of giving us a call and explaining the situation, and we'll make it work.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I think there's if you go to the FloridaSBDC.org website, they're under their business continuity. I believe next week they're launching the disaster hotline.
Right.
And so if anybody's wondering who they should contact in terms of what center, if you call the hotline, they'll tell you which center is the right place for you.
Yes.
And then we'll go from there. And trust me, once those loan programs are activated, we really yes. can crank it out.
Right. Yes. I've been there.
Yeah.
So anyway, again, Kathy, I really appreciate your time here. To take and talk about business continuity. Of course, it's such an important topic and discussion at this time, as many businesses are really beginning to feel the real difficult struggle that we may be in for a while with the coronavirus. So I do appreciate all you've done for the small business community, especially in the Jacksonville, Duval County area over the last 25 years. So we appreciate it, Kathy, and we may call on you again here in the next week or so as we proceed through this issue. But so thank you, Kathy, so much for your help and support on this.
All right. Thanks for the opportunity, Tom. I appreciate it.
And as we bring to close this segment of Small Biz Florida, again, I want to remind small business owners, please go to that floridadisaster.biz site and click on the business damage assessments and complete that survey. The more surveys we get in, the more data we can generate, the better informed our state government is about what's going on in the small business community. So we encourage you to get that done. And with that, we'll sign off this segment of Small Biz Florida, but you'll be hearing back from us very quickly as the days progress here. We'll try to get updated information out about the lending, the SBA, and the Florida Emergency Bridge Loan Program as quickly as we can. So with that, thanks for tuning in again to Small Biz Florida, all things business in the state of Florida. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this special edition of Small Biz Florida. Stay tuned to the podcast as the Florida SBDC Network will be updating these special edition episodes regularly over the coming days.
This has been Small Biz Florida, created and produced by the Florida Small Business Development Center at Indian River State College. Your host for Small Biz Florida is Tom Kindred. Partners for Small Biz Florida include WPSL and WSTU, and Indian River State College, named the 2019 winner of the Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence.